We are recording, and where we are is really looking at Tehillim more than David. David, we've kind of gone through de the death of David. We still have some gaps in sort of the Tehillim in Sefer Shmuel to look at. But I want to look at some more of Tehillim and understanding various kinds. They aren't necessarily associated with a specific point in time or in history. These don't have the historical introductions to it, they're just there. We're talking about various kinds here, the various ways they start them, that they're described, the shir, the mizmor, hallelujah, all those sorts of things, and how the Zohar and how I basically put it together based on the Zohar associates with them with various sfirot. I don't think David had an idea of what we call sfirot and what modern Kabbalah, but the underlying ideas I think were taken from Tehillim and brought into what we call Kabbalah. And this little chart here, if you the Ashrei goes with Keter, the highest, Sphira, and Shir, Zmira, and all that. And we talked a little bit about Shir and Zemer. And today I want to look at some Tehillim that have more than one.
So the Zohar matches these up,
It's
the
right, so
different kinds of
Tikkuni.
Tehillim with the different
Right, so this
levels of
Tikkuni Zohar. It's not exactly this pattern. The Tikkuni Zohar reverses Zmira and Bracha. But I have my own reasons for doing this because that's more consistent the way Rav Putner puts it. But yeah, but if you look at the Tikkun HaZohar, it goes through all these, it lists the various sfirot, which I had this long discussion with my son-in-law 2 weeks ago, that they're not real. He's very bothered by it because we tend to, because especially Kabbalists tend to worship these and say this is some part of God. God doesn't have parts. Mir just objected that spheres are not real. Spheres are there for human beings to divide things up. Hashem is one.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right.
So some people are saying they're taking it literally, like these are the different
That God has these parts. That is wrong.
anatomy.
That's
This is
God.
the anatomy of Hashem kind of thing.
Right. So Mir points out this is no, this is the way we as human beings relate to Hashem. That we look at Hashem in the world and we divide them up into these various parts because we have to do that. We're human beings. We can't look at things entirely holistically. We've got to analyze, which is fine. And the other side of that, where the Tamar Devora does, is that they also represent how we re reflect, we interact with other people. It's not just the way we look at God, but that we're supposed to imitate that. We're supposed to act with Chesed and Bina and Gvura and all that and understand what those all mean. And that's another side of what Tehillim mean. So we're looking at a couple of Mamre Tehillim that call this mixed messages that have more than one of these attached to them. And the ones we're looking at are all Lam Netzeach Mizmor LaDavid, right? It's a Lam Netzeach and it's a Mizmor. We talked about Mizmor last time. What is a Zemer? Now we talked about the fact that it's associated with the sphere of Bina, which is an analytic wisdom. Chachma being holistic, Bina is the left brain, analytic, the Midah of Din. So Mizmor is a sense of Psalm of Hashem's transcendence. Hashem's separate from us. Hashem is glorious. We are nothing but looking. Quoted the Pachad Yitzchak, which says, Zimra inyina lashon kilus. Zimra means praise. When it's a Zimra, that's literally the meaning of it. But inyina echad matzino b'shorash tevat Zimra. And there's another meaning of the word Zimra. Zamer, shiparesh, who gam b'lashon hachrata, that it means to prune it, to cut off. You go
It means to
to cut, to prune,
what? Oh, prune,
to
yeah.
cut things off, right? That's goes
Sorry,
down.
to cut off.
Right, hachrata.
Okay.
That one of the 39 melachot is zomer, pruning. Can't do that in Shabbos. And they're related. He says, "Hanu shekilos v'hachrata yesh lahem shoresh mushutaf." That praise and pruning, both of them have a common root. Because that sense of I am cut off, I am nothing, I am completely separate from someone greater than me, who that is an act of praise for that which is greater. Again, the appreciation of Hashem is infinite. This is not the sense of imminence. Hashem is here. Hashem is infinitely far away, the sense of yira, of awe.
Yeah, what kind of word? What is this word, kilus? Is that
Print.
Hebrew? Is that Aramaic? What's the story with that?
It's from the Aramaic. It's a modern Hebrew word. It means to praise. The kales, right? We say that in Yeshtabach, right?
Oh, okay.
The kales.
I never heard anybody use that like
I don't
modern
know. Let's see.
conversation.
Let's see if we can get tefillah kol shachar. No, it's whistle good. Let's go back. It's in Shabbos. The end of Nishmat. Here we go, right? Lehodot,
Oh, okay.
okay, that's where you
So it's all related to all these different words for praise.
praise, right? Now, yeah, and that's so why he used that word here specifically to say his word praise. But his main point is that Abdel ben Shir Shalav Hashem ben Mizmor Shalav Hashem. What's the difference between Shir and a Mizmor in this model? And they have to see if it fits or not, you know. These are very fuzzy words. Again, I don't think David was that precise in here. We've taken those words, use them for these precise ideas. The difference between shir and mizmor. A shir hu bitoy lihit anug, that a shir is an expression of the joy, shel hagashat hishtaychut v'hamshacha. It's the joy in being connected, in being continuous. I am close to Hashem. It's the shir of Abba. Mizmor hu bitoy lihit anug shel hagashat haniskaviyot v'hafla'at. Sense of something that's elevated and separate from us. It's a celebration of Yirat Hashem. That's what a mizmor. And we're looking at a laminat seach mizmor, because laminat seach, we looked at a while ago. This is, that was, I don't know, in 2000, I don't know, 18 or so. But we looked at what a minat seach was. And here we're going to quote the Zohar. You asked me where the Zohar, this is Tikkun Zohar 13. It goes through all of these. It says Shiva, the seventh sphere, which is the sphere of Netzach, the term we use for that, Nitzuach, right? Between Netzach Yisrael, and then it's used the word Laminatzeach, Netzach meaning eternity, victory. But what does that mean? A sphere, it's a manifestation, right? It's connected to Chesed. And if we look at the famous, here we go, you've seen this kind of diagram before, and the Kabbalah, that here we have Chesed, and right below it is Netzach. What does that mean? And this is the way Rav Elder, who was at the Gush, he talks all the time at the Yemein the Tanakh. He's got a long series at the on the Herzog website about Sfirot and Kabbalah. So he says Chesed. What?
Did
Did
you
I learn?
learn
No.
with him?
No,
Okay.
I've just seen, I've listened to him talk on videos, and I've read some of the articles.
Oh, okay.
Well, cite him. Chesed Gvurahim Shorshim L'Sfirot Netzach V'Hod. So Netzach and Hod come out of Chesed and Gvurah. Chesed, mercy Hashem is close. Gvurah, Din Hashem judges us. Know that, and those end up with Netzach and Hod. Okay, Nekudat HaMotzah Tzrichah L'Yot B'Chesed Gvurah. So these are both of these ideas of Netzach and Hod come out of Chesed and Gvurah. We haven't said what those mean yet. Netzach comes is the result of Chesed. Hod is the result of Din. Talking about the movement of the intention. The result of Chesed, how Chesed manifests in the world. That's Netzach. Shem zeh mishutaf l'shtei hasefirot. That this talks about that the word, the name that of Hashem that's associated with these, just like Chesed is Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. Gevurah goes with Elohim. You know that idea. But the names that go with Netzach and Hod are Hashem Tzvakot, Elohim Tzvakot. You have Hashem as manifest in the hosts. That these two Sfirot represent Hashem manifesting in the world. Hatzavot Hinakoach. It's the idea of a Tzavot Hashem, the army of God, the host of God, by the power, Ilhen Chayela Tov Shel Kosh Baruch Hu, literally the army. That's human beings.
Vahem Mishamesh. And now that is fun because, you know, you always hear about the heavenly hosts.
Yep, those two.
And I always feel like the non-Jews mean something totally different than we, because what do we mean by heavenly hosts?
Okay, well, Hashem manifests both in the universe, that's the heavenly hosts, Malachim, forces of nature, and then in human beings as well.
Okay.
Right, and that's the Chabad idea of Tzivos Hashem, is people doing the mitzvah. Right? We are the means by which Hashem manifests in the world.
Okay.
Those are your, that I when you do chesed,
yeah.
Right?
That's why we're here.
I'm sorry?
That's why we're here.
Oh, I did a mirror wall that were a reflection. There we go. The Tzivot are the means by which Hashem, as it were, brings the potential of Chesed Din into the world. Okay? Netzach is a manifestation of Chesed through intermediaries, which is us. So, and then to correspond to that, so when we do Chesed, that's a manifestation of Shem's Netzach. And corresponding to that, that we manifest Netzach by inspiring others to do Chesed. When we're leaders and other people do Chesed, that is us manifesting what Hashem does through Netzach. Hashem gets us to do Chesed, we do get others to do Chesed. So Lam Natzeach, is usually translated as the victor. Lam Natzeach is translated as the conductor, the one who leads others. Like a multi-level marketing scheme, right?
That was interesting because Menatzeach is conductor in modern Hebrew.
That's exactly right.
And also Netzachim is victorious or something like that.
Right. So I would say that translating Netzach in the sense sphere as victory is wrong. It's the eternity in the sense of the chain of transmission.
Yeah.
We are getting others to do chesed. That's what Netzach is all about. Okay? And that's the way Arya Kaplan puts it, that God's purpose in creation is that he should be able to reveal himself to his handiwork. Being the greatest gift that good that he can bestow, that's the level of Netzach. He calls his victory. The primary purpose is that this is what creates Netzach in the sense of eternity, of ongoing. So we exist.
Daniel, have you ever seen Arya Kaplan's Chumash?
Yes, the Living Torah. Yeah, that's probably the best English translation out there.
I guess, you know, I remember working at the OU when he passed away.
Oh, really?
I mean, I didn't know him. I didn't meet him. But, you know, I saw some of his books.
Very young.
And it was just so sad.
It is amazing that he was 48.
He was really young. And he did, I don't know how many savers he did, but he did so much work. So much work. Amazing.
Yeah. But he translated the Bahir, which is one of the oldest sources of Kabbalah. So, Netzach is addressed to those who would be the leaders, who would be the conduits for Chesed in the world. That's what Netzach is. So we know there's this metaphor for Sefirot. We're going to go look back over here, which really is, it's Keter, but it's also associated with anatomy. So it's like Bina, with the left brain, Chachma with the right brain, which is an amazing coincidence that it's actually true. That's where the left brain is like the analytical side, right brain is the holistic, artistic side.
Yeah.
And then it's also true that the left brain is what controls the right arm. So we have this idea of the right side, the chesed side, the netzach side is actually controlled by Bina, which works together to say that a Lam Netzach Mizmor, those really go from Bina to Netzach. So Lam Netzach Mizmor is a celebration of Hashem's Midat Hadin through human chesed. That's what Netzach is, and when we do chesed. Because for two reasons. One is that if we appreciate that Hashem is the judge, then we don't have to be so judgmental. I can accept everybody if I accept that, okay, Hashem's going to take care of punishing those who deserve to be punished. I don't have to do that. I can be nice to everybody. When I appreciate Hashem's transcendence, Hashem's infinitely great, then I appreciate the essential unity of all mankind. We're all in this together. We're all in this little place that we praise Hashem from so far away. And we say that in the Pasuk, when it says, Nakiv et tzadik al tarog, don't kill, don't punish the one who was innocent. Ki lo asdik rasha. Hashem says, I will not allow the wicked to be vindicated. You don't have to worry about it. You can err on the side of chesed because Hashem will take care of the inside of it.
Oh, meaning if you're nice to the wrong person, somebody who doesn't deserve it?
Right. Don't worry about that. You're better off being nice to everybody. This old joke about shoot them all and let God sort them out. This is the opposite. Be nice to everyone and let God sort them out. That's what Lamanatseach Mizmor is all about. And the other side of that, look at Tilam Kerachet. We'll look about the way we become one by realizing how great Hashem is. So we're going to look at a couple of prakim.
Sorry.
The first is Lamnatseach Biniginot Mizmor, which has three Mamrot Shel Shevach, which Nigun here in this model, we talked about Nigun. Niginot is Gevura, which is Din. So that goes with the strength, you know, the Bina side of it. And this is the way the Zohar puts it, which is the fifth sphere of Gura, is Benigun. That's not, Benigunot represents Kavura, Hashem's din manifest in the world. Begin the Hainigun Selik Mine Kamaniginot, because it divides. Din is the idea of making distinctions. Chesed is, I love everybody. I'm sorry?
What did you say? Din is the idea of making
distinctions.
Oh, okay.
Making differences. Chesed is, I love everybody. Din is, you're right, you're wrong. You deserve, you don't deserve. Chesed doesn't make the same. So the nigun is that a nigun, selik mine kama niginot, the nigun in the sense of the tune, the melody, has various parts of it. It's individual notes. Well, mean misitra de smola, and it comes out of this left side, the midat hadin side of this picture of the way we think about the sphere where Hashem manifests. And this is the idea of the Kinor David that would hang over his bed, and it would be Menagen, it would play. It means, that's a quote from Malachim, that Elisha couldn't be a Navi unless we had the Nigun there. That's the way Hashem manifests to Nevi'im with this power of Nigun. And the way, this way, Vikishivya. Summarizes the Sfirot, that Gevura is Sfira, Menugeret L'Chesed. Gevura corresponds to Chesed, it's on the other side. Rav Mitzvah Metzed HaShefa, Gevura pulls together the divine providence. Fatarot, Achvarach L'Misha Roila. But it only goes to those who deserve it. That's the idea of Din, making distinctions. Al Pi Maaseh Adam, according to what human being deserves. L'Chesed Sfira Nekra Gam Din, U'Pachad, different words. But both of those are very similar to the Nigot and the Mizmor. Both reflect that other side, what the Tikkun Zohar calls the Sitra de Smola, the left side. Midat Hadin.
So we overall, this whole thing about Shefa, that God Hashem decides, you know, who's gonna. I mean, Shefa is like, you know, physical blessings, you know.
It's a very broad term. Whatever we see that Hashem gives us, there are two ways of looking at it. One is Hashem just gives it to us, whether we deserve it or not. That's chesed.
Yeah.
Hashem gives it because we deserve it. That's gevura.
No, but you know the whole question, why are the wicked seem like they're more blessed than the righteous, you know?
Right. That's the question. Right. We're not in charge of deciding that.
But here we're saying that don't worry, Hashem will make sure.
Right. So that's what that's part of this message of Lamanatseach Mizmor. Let's look at some tilim we've been talking about. Let's look at it inside. This tilim Perek Dalet.
Okay.
Lamanatseach Migot Mizmor David. Right. Lamanatseach Migot Mizmor. Lamanatseach and Mizmor. It says Bekori Aneni Elokaitz Kaitzidki. God, when I call, answer me. Oh, right, my righteous God, answer me. Bitzar, Rachav Dali, when I was in trouble, when I was in literally in narrow places, I was restricted here. Hilchotically, you opened things up. You've saved me. Shanani, Bishamat Kilati, you had chen, you had mercy, pity on me, and you heard my prayer. Then he switches tone. B'nei ish, oh you human beings, ad matai kvodi l'chlima, how long are you going to insult me, insult my honor? Tavun reik, how long are you going to love pointless things, emptiness? Tavakshu kezev, that you're going to seek out lies, sela, hold that thought. So what's this parak talking about? Radak connects it with the previous one. This is parak gimel, parak dalad rather. Parak Gimel is explicit. That's one of the historical ones. Mizmor David, Bevarchov, with Nei Avshalom Beno. That one was specifically connected to David running away from Avshalom. He's been, right? His son is trying to kill him based on the advice of Bathsheba's grandfather, Achitophel. And so the Radak says about this.
What was Bathsheba's grandfather's name?
Achitophel.
Oh, yeah,
Achitovo, gone. So he was the right. So he was Avshalom's advisor. Avshalom made the point that Avshalom wasn't really trying to kill anybody and probably would have been fine just getting a little bit of leadership and a promise of the kingship later. He wasn't launching a full-scale rebellion until Avshalom got hold of him. Until Achitophel got hold of Avshalom.
Oh, that's interesting. But how do we know what his real intentions were?
We don't. We just see what was actually said. If you look what happens, Avshalom doesn't attack anybody. Achitophel says, you got to kill David. You got to go pull his concubines onto the roof.
Oh, because he advised, he was the advisor.
Right.
Okay.
He was the,
yeah.
He was the Iago to Avshalom's Othello.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Radak Bukhari Anini El Kitsiki. When I call, you answer me, O my righteous God. The truth is that this mizmor was said gam b'barchov de Avshalom. This was another looking at Avshalom and his coterie. That when you call me, I answer. You know that the...
With him?
Yeah, that's with me. That I was right. You know that, you know, Tzidki, I was the one who was right in this battle with Avshalom. Those who are opposed to me are the ones who are doing violence. And now I'm asking you to judge us. What makes this different from other Parakim is that he doesn't go on to give us a prayer to Hashem. It's not, okay, Hashem, save me. It's addressed to Bnei Ish. He's talking to the other people. He's talking to his enemies. Right, Bnei Ish Ad Matai, how long are you going to be attacking me, insulting me? That's what a Menatzer. He's a conductor. He's telling them what to do.
Is this a Menatzer? Is this Tehillim one of David's Tehillim?
That's it. Well, Menatzer, we go is more Lid David. That's
okay.
Yes, yeah, so definitely a Lid David tribute, David. Okay, and it's a Menatzer. This is the conducting, and this is, he's telling the people. He's telling his enemies. Okay, you need to listen to me. And Hashem has done wonders for the one who is a chassid, who is righteous with God. Hashem yishma b'kari olam, and Hashem will listen when I call. So therefore, ragzu v'al techato, you should be afraid. I don't sin. You can do better. You should be speaking about this in your hearts while you're lying down the domo and be quiet. Stop your lashon hara against me, Sela, hold that thought. The Gemara looks at this pasuk, Ragzuva al techato, is part of that. It's David's advice. This is that if you want to avoid sin, you need to do these things. There are stages here. Amar Rabbi Belevi Berchama, Amar Brachob, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ber Lakish, Olam Yagiz Adam Yitzar Tov al Yitzar Hara. You should try to provoke your Yitzar Tov to defeat your Yitzar Hara. Shenemar Ragzuva al techato, that if you tremble, you won't sin. Right? Try to remind yourself what the right thing to do is. Im nitzcho, if you can win, if you can therefore overcome that yetzer hara, mutav, great. Im lav, yesek b'torah. If not, try to get yourself, just learn Torah. You have some yetzer hara to do something wrong, just stop and learn something. Amar, it continues, Imru b'levavchem, you should be meditated on your heart. Stop and think. Im yitzcho, you can defeat the Yisra Hara, muta, great, in love, yikra kriyat Shema. Just say Shema. Shema Yisrael, Shem, Kim, Chad. Tzvimra al mishkevachem, that says here that, you know, when you're lying down. What do you say when you're lying down? The answer is Shema. Shafucha b'chumecha. Im yitzcho mutav, if you win, great, in love. If not, yizkar lo yom hamita. Think about that. That eventually, this is whatever benefit you're getting, it's not going to be worth it. As it says, the domu sela, that reading that is, and you'll be quiet forever. That's the yom hamita, day of death. The dove is not fighting his enemies. He's offering them advice. You need to learn, you can do better.
So this is from the Talmud, right?
This is the Talmud. This is Gemara Bracha looking at this pasuk.
Oh, so this is the Talmud quoting this.
Right, so this pasuk is Ragzu ba'al techata'o, the rogue is, you're going to try to provoke your yetzer tov, remind yourself of what you're supposed to do, and then meditate on Torah, the almish kevachem, and sit, say Shema, the domusela, and then if nothing else works, think about the final days. That's understanding what David is saying to his enemies. Then he turns back to Hashem in this parak, the next Pesukim. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, Uvidchu Hashem, that you, oh my enemies, should offer sacrifices with righteousness, not just sacrifices for their own sake, that never works. Uvidchu Hashem and have faith in God. Rabbi Mamrim Mi Yireni Tov. And because many people tell me that we will never see good. Yisraelina or Panecha Hashem, so therefore Hashem was a nes, really a banner. Have your light shine upon us, right? Hashem, you have to show me how this will all work out. Atata simcha b'lipi, and then you will have given me joy. Meit deganam v'tirosham, meit deganam v'tirosham rabu, and that there, referring to those who will follow his advice, will have the gun and tirosh, they'll have the grain, they'll have wine, lots of them. And I will lie down and I will sleep in peace with everyone else. Because you, Hashem, are the one alone. You'll let me rest in security. I don't have to worry about my enemies. As I said before, and it's not a psalm of din. He's looking at his enemies, but this is what I've chesed. That the goal is shalom yachdav. We'll all lie down in peace together. The simcha will be with joy. And Feivel Meltzer, who was Mr. Zalman Meltzer's son, he's one part of the Masada Rav Kook, points out that this is specifically a psalm of nighttime, of evening, right? So I tell the imru b'lo avchem al mishkev avchem. They tell him that his enemies should think about this when you're lying down, and now he is shalom eskava, I will rest in peace. And the next parak we'll look at is also lam natseach mizmor David. It's a psalm of mourning, not M-O-U, M-O-R-N. Boke aracha. So this is kind of like it's a siddur of the Beit HaMikdash, and this is like the Bircha Kriyat Shema. This is the tilim before, in the of that nighttime. The next one is the tilim of morning, corresponding to Shachpacha of Kumecha. And that's why when in our Priyat Shema Lamita, the Shachpachem, we ask that Hashem forgive all of our enemies. I don't know if you say Kriyat Shema Lamita, but it has this prayer by Rebosh Olam, May Mochel L'chol Mi Shechichis V'Hiknidoti. Start by saying, God, I forgive everyone who made me angry, who insulted me, or sinned against me. I'm just going to go to sleep now, forgiving everybody. That's what this tilling is all about. So that is a laminat seach mizbor. Hashem will take care of it. I can be at peace with everyone. The second parak that we'll look at is tilim hey, which again is the morning one. It's a little more harsh. As I put it, less kumbaya, you know, less love everyone. but still it has the same idea. Lamaseach el anechilot mizmor David. Lamaseach for the conductor. El anechilot presumably is some kind of instrument. I don't know exactly what, but it's a mizmor. A psalm of transcendence again. The David. Imri hazina Hashem bini hagini hagigi. Same kind of introduction. I said, God, listen to me. Understand my thoughts. Aktivla kol shavi malkivel kai. Listen to my prayer, O my King, my God. Ki lechem pala, because you are the one to whom I pray. Long introduction. Hashem boker tishma koli. This is the morning. I'm waking up. God, you will listen, you will hear me. Boker arach lecha v'saper. How do I translate arach? See how he does
the
that.
The value?
That's probably. Translate plead. Arach, plead. Okay.
What's the word?
From arach means to lay out, to set up, like a shulchan aruch.
Oh, okay.
I set up my prayers before you. That's a pet, and I wait.
Oh, okay.
Look for your salvation. That's my boker. That's why I'm not going to sleep. I'm waking up in the morning. First thing I do is pray to Hashem, and then ki lo kel chafetz rasha atakas. God, you do not like evil. Lo yigor hara, and evil will not live with you. Lo yatsivu holim neged einecha, and you will not have suffer fools before you. Seneta kopa eben, you hate those who do iniquity and sin. Tove dovre kezef, so therefore those who speak lies will be lost. Ishtamim u'mirma yitev Hashem, men of violence, deceit, are despised, are abominated by God.
That doesn't sound so forgiving.
That's what I'm saying. This is less forgiving here. Like, God, you're gonna punish everybody, right? We're gonna make these decisions again. It's a mizmor. You're gonna make distinctions here. Because you don't like the Russia, you are not going to suffer. It says, "Vuholim." You don't suffer fools.
Right, I'm thinking that's where it came from. Not to suffer fools gladly.
Yes, I don't know exactly where that is. Let's forget that. Suffer fools glad. All right, yeah. Let's see if anybody has it. Knows where that expression comes from. It is, it's quoted by the Corinthians in the New Testament.
I'm sure they got it from us.
I'm sure it's, yeah. So that probably means it came from Tehillim.
Yeah.
He wasn't making stuff up. Okay. That's part one. My God, you will take care of, you will not allow, the sinners, the fools, those who lie, they will not exist before you. And so David says, and the second half of the parak, I will have peace of mind. Hashem judges the enemy. Okay? Hashem's miyaten allows for human chesed. Says, Vani barov chastecha bo'etecha, but I, in your grace, will come to your house. You will not allow them to come before you. I will. I will bow before you in my awe of you. This is a tilum of Mizmor. It's a tilum of Yirat Hashem. Hashem nacheni b'tzitchacha leman sharai, God, you lead me in your righteousness, in your justice before my enemies so I can avoid them. Hayashar lefanai darkecha, straighten your path before me. Okay, I want you to lead me. You're going to tell me where to go. And it goes back and forth. The punishment of the wicked, the peace of the righteous. Aim b'fihu nechona. Nechona, because their mouths have nothing right. Kir bam havok, the insides are all warped. Kibra patuach garanam, their throat is like an open grave. The shonam yachaliku, their tongue is slick and smooth. I don't trust those guys. Hashime mam elokim yiplumi matzehem. God, consider them guilty, and they should fall into their own traps. And in the sins, hadichamu.
Not sure what that means.
Hadichamu, cast them out. Hadich.
So what's the shorash there? Dichem or something?
Yeah, definitely from Dacha. The Mo, here we go. The Mo is just above there. There, it's him.
Oh.
Yeah, I say it's Hadia.
Okay.
Let's see if it translates that. Here we go. Nidach. You see that over here in the dictionary
Yeah,
here?
that's
To
what
impress,
I
to
thought.
thrust, to drive away.
Push down. Okay,
Okay,
yeah.
so drive them out. This is all David looking at this hypothetical Beit HaMikdash, that I am going to come to El Hechal Beitecha. I'm going to be there. None of these evil people will be there. You'll cast them out. Kimarobah, because they rebelled against you. And then he goes back and he ends with Simcha. Yismechu kol chosei bach, that everyone who has hope in you, everyone who hopes in your salvation will have joy, lo olam forever, lo olam yiranenu, they will celebrate forever, v'tasach aleimo, and they will surround literally him, I talk about Hashem, v'yaltzu b'cha oyvei shemecha, and those who love your name will rejoice. Yata tevrach tzadik, because you will bless the righteous one. Shem Kitzina Ratzon Tatarenu, that we will crown him within your will like a tzina, like a shield. You can protect the righteous and they will be happy. Yismuchu kol bo. And that's the theme of this. Don't want to be happy because Hashem will take care of the enemies. Tilm number two, another Lamnatseach Mizmor. Here it's God takes the enemies, I don't have to worry. And Perach Samach Dalid is very similar to that one. Next one, look at almost the same exact theme. God, you'll punish everybody, I'm going to be happy. We'll do great. As the Bible melts on this, says,
Danny, do you think these were written in the later part of his life?
I don't know. Rashi certainly would say that. I don't know, and I don't know enough to even be able to have any sense of where those fit. These are general thoughts, and I'm not sticking at a particular point here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect most of them in their current form are written later. This cross, the idea from, I think it's Wordsworth that
Most of
poet.
his suffering was towards the end of his life. It
Right,
wasn't
but.
because of it. And he didn't have an easy life as well,
Right. He was suffering pretty well, I mean, when his father-in-law was trying to kill him, that's not a
that
positive thing.
wasn't fun. Yeah, who knows? Okay, never mind.
Oh, so,
I'll
the great quote is that poetry is emotion recalled and tranquility or something like that.
Yeah.
You're writing it down when you're sitting in a piece of paper, your computer's right in front of you. You're not writing at the moment of some kind of deep emotional state. You're trying to reconstruct that with these kinds of words. But Meltzer puts about this that, even though these themes keep coming back over and over again, that the Mizmorim of Tehillim are not some kind of pattern or stencil. It's not stamped out one after the other. They're not all identical. Everyone has its own feeling. Gamshin say Yashan, even with it's an old theme that comes back. Fanenu Oda Pam Tefillah Hashem. So he's looking at Tilam Samach Dalet and said, looks like we have another prayer to God, Bakasha Yeshua, prayer for salvation. Bakasha Hishuv Vashuv Haslam Yaroyev. We have the same idea, save me from my enemies, Yarasha from the evil ones. We've seen this already an infinite number of films so far. This Sefer Tehillim was a radio show he did in the 50s. We went through Pirkei
Oh, wow.
Avot. Only in Israel, a radio on this.
Where
But
was it in Israel?
in Israel, yeah. He was part of Masada
Wow, okay, yeah.
Rav Kook. So he's giving us about he's gotten up to Samach Dalet and it's the same theme we've done it before. And still anu shamim shuv hava'ah chadasha. We hear a new request here, hasbara chadasha, new reasoning, af rayonot chadashim, and new ideas. So the rayon chadash here, and this we'll look at this perek, is emphasis on the sin of the enemy. What this is what is it, are his enemies doing wrong? We have this previous idea of they're attacking me. So Rashi, citing the Midrash Tehillim, says this parak is talking about Daniel in the lion's den, to sort of foreseeing that he's slandered by the other the Persian satraps.
What's a satrap?
The Achashtrap Nim in the way it's translated in Megillat Esther.
Like it's official?
Yeah, some Persian official. Let's see if I can get an official definition of that. Satrap is a governor of province in ancient Persia.
Okay, governor.
Used to be a subordinate bureaucrat or official.
Okay, that's close enough.
Okay, so, right. So he was, Daniel was one of them. But he was slandered by the other ones after that, after they saw him getting favor with Darius. So he ends up being thrown in the lions. Okay, Sforno says it was about Haman. Again, it's about slander against the Jews. This parak is about Lashon Hara. That's what his enemies are doing. Lamnat Sechem, or the another Lamnat Sechem is more. Shmelo Kim Kol, Koli B'Sichi, God, hear my voice as I speak to you. Pachar Oyev, Tetzar Chayai, I'm afraid of my enemies, my life's in danger.
So Koli B'Sichi, is that like a sad cry, or what's...
Well, sichi is more of my conversation, my talk. Okay, hear my voice as I speak.
I just wonder if there was any kind of like emotional.
Well, the
thing to
it. The Chida says about that sichi is specifically just talking without emotion.
Oh, okay.
That he makes the point that so telling us that you know sometimes we can't do a good job of praying. That's what we need to pray, and this is his quote. Perusha Rabbi Chassid, Marei Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz, the Perusha. Somebody else, that really Shem listens to our kavanah, what we mean. So he said, that's why he quotes Tehillim, Tachin Libam, Takijavanecha, that when they can really aim their heart, they prepare their hearts that Hashem listens. But here, he's saying, now I can't, I'm too stressed, I can't have kavanah. Specifically, I'm just going to say the words here. I'm not having kavanah here, tefillah. This is not working. But still, God, listen to what I'm saying. That's what he says that sichi means, my conversation. I'm just saying words here. It's still tefillah. Continue.
You're saying words, but you don't know. You want Hashem's help, but you don't know if you're saying the right words.
Or do you have the right meaning? You're saying the words because it's written down in front of you. You don't know if you have the right meaning, the right feeling.
Right.
That's what this idea is. So that's part of your feel. It's got, you know, understand what I'm trying to mean. So Tasirini Misod Mariim, rescue me from Sod here, not so much the secret, but the counsel, the plans of those who do evil. That's Sod here. We use the same word in Kedusha, right? Now Ritzah Nakdisha, how we glorify you, we sanctify you, kisod siach, everywhere, but that means, doesn't mean secret. It's the counsel of the siach, of course, the speech of the holy angels, that's kedusha. So save me from that sod.
So is sod also like the basis, the foundation?
No, it's basis.
Okay, I was just thinking, no, for an older word for that.
I don't know about that. It's an organization, it's a conspiracy, right? It has a meaning of secret as well. Regeshat Pole Aven from the what is it? Regesh, the feelings. Let's see how he wants to translate Regeshat. Right. Sorry. Let's see how he translates that. For that Mirigshat, a crowd. Okay.
From Regesh is feeling.
Right, that's what I was saying, from the emotions, the feelings of those who do wrong, right? Save me from what they're trying to do. That their tongues are as sharp as a sword. Again, this is Lashon Hara. They have aimed their arrows with this evil thing, or the words of evil, of bitterness.
Yeah.
And he's saying that this is what I'm worried about. So, the conspiracy of evil. that, and this is an idea I've seen before, that the idea that every nation had their favorite sin, right? We have the idea that Hashem went to all the nations and asked, do you want to keep the Torah? We have this Sifrei, lots of places. He asked Esav, he says, well, what's written in it? He says, Lo tirtzach, don't murder. He says, no, we're all about killing people. We're not going to take it. You know, B'nai Ammon, Moab, and said, you're going to keep the Torah? He said, Lo, what does it say? And he said, Lo tinah, no adultery. He said, no. We have started, you know, our whole mythos, our whole origin story is all about adultery, all about incest. We can't incest. We can't take this law. So Matzah B'nai Ishmael, Amar Lahem Mekabelim Atem HaTorah, he asked Shmuel, do you want to take the Torah? He said, what's in it? He said, don't steal. But no, we don't do it. We're all, that's what we do, is go rob from the rich and keep for ourselves. You know, everyone has that. This is who we are. We can't take a law that eliminates that. He went to all, Hashem went to all the nations and offered them, and they knocked on their doors, see if they would take Torah. But eventually only B'nai Israel said, Nasa B'nishma. They didn't ask what was in it. We'll do it. We accept. That's Nasa B'nishma. But I don't remember what I heard. The interpretation of that is, if we had asked what's in it, what does Hashem tell us? Hashem would have said, Lo telech l'chil ba'mecha. Don't say Lashon Hara. And we said, no, we can't do that. Our national thing is saying Lashon Hara. We like talking about each other.
I thought the thing was, he said, will you accept the Torah, I'll drop this mountain on your head.
That's that was after Nasa Mishma. That's another, that's sort of the dialectic side of it.
Okay. Yeah, a choice, not a choice.
Okay, and that we're really into Lashon Hara. David is really worried about that. Those are the sins I can't avoid, that Lashon Hara, gossip, slander, that always comes up against us. And it continues, the Tilim goes, Lirot, B'mistarim Tam, that they're shooting us, like they're a sniper, firing from hiding, they're shooting from their hidden places, the innocent one, Pitom Yerohu, Lo Yerohu, they shoot at him, and they are not afraid of Hashem's punishment. There's a pun there, which I assume went with the melody.
I thought this looks like Yeru is like, they're not seen. They're shooting at us and they don't see him.
Well, in this case, with the two yuds is fear. You'll see there's another yirat coming up, but he's both with the yirat to shoot, yirat to fear, yirat to see, right? They will say these evil things. Yes, baro, it's mon moksham. They speak about hiding their traps. Imru mi yirat lamo, that's the yirat, right? They say, who will see it? Who will see them? So he's got this kind of repeating words here between yira, yira, and yira. And they're getting everything confused, right? They should be seeing and fearing. They shouldn't be shooting. No, yichavshu olot. I'm going to translate that. Olot means in Abel. They seek wrong deedings. Tamnu, they are hidden. Tamnu chefesh. Yeah, once. Each one is hidden. The care of each, lev, amok, inside. Everyone has their own insides and their deep hearts. Yeah, pursue Allah tamnu chefes mechupas.
So this Yafashu and Chefesh is the same root.
Same word, right. Yafashu, how are you translating? I'm seeing how you want to translate that. Sorry. Malam Biram Yelot. Yafashu. Makam Arroy Lechafes Ba. Yafashu Nimshaka Masof Yafashu. It's to seek out. Chapas. So they seek out Avel. And there, that which they have sought to do, that they buried, chapes because it should surely be sought out. God's going to find them. In this kind of pun, the care of Ishu live amok, though Hashem will seek out their insights, will seek the truth of what they're saying, and it will end by Yorem Elokim, and Hashem will literally shoot them back. We're going to come back to that word. Ketz pitam ayu makatam. The sudden arrow will be their own makah, their own wound. Yachlishu alimol l'shanam. Their own tongues will defeat them. They will stumble all over their own lashon hara. Ina drew kol rabam. You know, to do rather called Rabbam. Everyone who sees them will quiver, will run away. Nabanad. And using that same Yarum, Yara, Yara. But Yaru called them, and everyone will be afraid. Same pun there. Because I assume that the music would kind of emphasize that. Sounds like it's like a song here.
There's all the same sounds with different meanings.
Right. I think that's intentional, kind of getting all this together. Shooting with seeing and fearing. And everyone will be afraid when they get their punishment. You do Paul or Kim, and they will speak about what God does. I say a skill, and everyone else watching them will understand his actions. That the those who will say Lashon Hara will be caught in their own lies. And so we end the same way as Parakeh, that we will have Simcha. We will rejoice that Russia isn't so much punished, says to deal, but has to deal with their own actions. Smach tzadik b'Hashem v'chasabo, God will, the tzadik will have rejoice in God, and we'll have faith and we'll have hope in Him. Yitalu kol Yishrei Ev, end of the Tilim. Those who are straightforward will praise, while the sinners will be achshilu alem eloshanam. They will trip over their own lashon hara. Again, lamasech mizmor. God punishes. We just.
Danny, I can relate to that because I'm a terrible liar. The thing about a lie is it's not the truth. So you have to remember what you said.
Right. What a terrible, what a tangled tale we weave when first we practice to deceive. Right.
Exactly.
Easy to remember what happened than it is to make stuff up consistent. So don't lie. Keep to the truth. Say good things and you'll be happy. More. And the next one, the last one we'll look at, isn't about reward and punishment, but the glory of God and what that means for human beings. And this is Lamanaseach al-Gitit, another instrument, Mizmor, again, Lamanaseach, Mizmor, L'David. Hashem Adonenu, Madir Shemcha B'chol Aretz, God, our Master, how great is your name, your fame in the whole world. Asher Tanah Hodcha al-Shamayim, that your Hod is present, over your glory is present, is placed over all the heavens. That's wonderful. And this is an inclusio, meaning it starts and ends with the same kind of same words. It starts with Hashem Adonino Madir Shemcha B'chol Aretz.
Oh, that's how it started too.
That's how this one starts, right? Hashem Adonino Madir Shemcha B'chol Aretz, and it ends Hashem Adonino Madir Shemcha B'chol Aretz. The end of the same point.
Like bookend.
Yeah, it's called an inclusio in poetics. Fancy word there, and it kind of ties this theme together. So this is a tilm about Adir Hashem. God is great. God is glorious. And it starts that way. But it doesn't end up talking about God's glory. Like God heavens and did miracles. Say that's wonderful. That's not really where it's going. Famous pasuk, Pi olim v'yonkim yasada ta'oz. In the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have established your strength. Lamansa recha, because of your enemies, lashbit oyev umit nakem, to imprison the enemy and to exact vengeance. Ki eresh shemecha maseas batecha, when I see your heavens, the work of your hands, yarech v'chavim asher kananta, moon, the stars that you prepared. Okay, that's the glory of Hashem. But start with this idea of mipi olim v'yonkim, out of the mouths of babes. Another famous quote. Little kids tell the truth. And the sense here is that if we don't think of ourselves, we don't look at the world through the eyes of babes, of babies, that we're not going to understand. We're not going to see the Adir Hashem. We're not going to see Kiyar Hashem Echa, because we need to stop and look. And this is the way the Rambam puts it in terms of saying what Yirat Hashem is. He says, "Akel anechbad ben razeh." God is glorious, honored. Mitzvah lavo liyad yimena. It's a mitzvah to love God and to fear Him. Eichu derech lavato. How can we get to that point of avanira? And the answer is B'sha, and the way Rambam famous puts it, B'sha, B'nin Adam, B'masav, B'barob, B'im Magdolim. When you think about God's glorious creations, look at the universe. Yir Mehem Chachmato, She'en Lo Erech, Lo Ketz, that this infinite wisdom that took to create a universe that works the way it does. Miad Hu Oev, B'shabeach, Mof'er. Immediately you're going to love Hashem, praise Him. Have this great desire, Leida Hashem, Agadol, to understand more. Amar David, the way David says, Sama nafshi lokim. My soul thirsts for God.
Which,
God.
By the way, you see, Mitave Tava Gadola?
Yeah.
That's where Bate Avon comes from.
Yes, same Tava. To want, right, to have an appetite. That's what you want. As soon as you see that, if you can stop and look at the universe, you'll love God. When you think about these things, you're immediately dropped, you're right thrown backwards. You're running close to Hashem, and that very act of going close throws you backwards, and you end up in the Yira, Yira, Yivchad, Yedushu, Bria, Katana, Shafla, Shafela, Shafela, and you'll immediately be terrified in awe and realize that you are just this little lowly creature in the darkness, Omei B'dakala, with no understanding, before the what God is infinitely wise. David says, "He our this is where he's quoting our psukim. When I see your heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you created." But this is only mipi ololim v'yonkim. Because we don't, as adults, we don't stop and look. We know everything. We never stop to think. It's the idea of a beginner's mind. Here's the kinds of beginner's
By
mind.
By the way, did you see those preliminary pictures from that new telescope in space?
I saw some of them, yeah.
They're pretty amazing.
They are cool there. So, I mean, it's hard to get that from a little picture on my screen, you know. It's still really small there.
Yeah.
Think about not so much looking at the the Webb telescope, but just go outside and look up.
I have to tell you, Danny, if you ever do visit in Israel,
yeah.
Now, Mashevsky here.
Yeah, his brother.
He's an astronomer in Gush Katif. He's in that.
Mitzvah Ramon, right? He's at Mitzvah Rimon.
Yeah, he's in Mitzvah Rimon. Why is that great? Because they have very little light pollution. So yeah. When he takes you out to the middle of nowhere, you're pretty much in the middle of nowhere even when you're there, but he takes you out to this planetarium. You're not really going into that building, but he takes you in that environment. So you're high up, and yeah. It's very dark, and you just look up at the stars, and it's unbelievably gorgeous. So if you do get a chance,
you want to do that at some point.
Really amazing. If you can, you know.
Yeah, I do want it at some point. But here, what's interesting is it doesn't go back continuing on the stars and the amazing gods were amazing. Right? There's more. Changes focus. Talks about human beings. And this is the famous pasuk.
We're still on this. Or is this the same?
Same parak. Same parak, right? The P-O-L-I-M, you know the O's, right? The work of your fingers. And then he switches to Ma'anosh Ki Tzidkarenu, right? You've gotten to the Rambam next stage of what are human beings
that
you think about them, right? You were nothing looking up at the stars up here. Uben Adam Ti Tzidkarenu.
This is from,
put this in Yizkar. Yeah. Right, but despite that, you have left him only slightly below Elohim, below God. You've given human beings this power. Kvod v'adar tatreya, you have crowned human beings with glory, with honor. Tam shilu b'masei adecha, you have allowed human beings to rule over the works of your hands. And everything you've placed under Raglav, rather, you have placed everything under his feet. You have allowed human beings who are nothing to rule over the universe. Tzinav alafim kulam, the sheep, the cattle, all of them, gam bemot sadai, the wild animals as well, tipor shamayim, the gayam, the birds, the fish, avar archot yamim. I want to chet over orchot. Over your chot, you mean the fish that go through the paths of this? You rule everything.
What?
Right, we rule everything. Isn't that great?
We rule everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yirat Hashem is supposed to lead to the sense that we're insignificant. But Hashem said, "No, you're not insignificant." Okay, that's what Hashem tells it, right? Human beings are created with Tzelem Elokim, the image of God. What does that mean? Zachar Nekev Abrahotam, Elokim, they were created. And God blesses them. And God tells them, you will be fruitful, multiply, build the world and conquer it. That's your job, is to conquer the world. And you rule over the fish, the birds, and all the animals. You have that power. Meshachachma says, not said dumb. What does that mean? What's it? Tzel meloki u'bechira, free will. The fact that you have free will, you can make moral choices. That's what we mean by tzel meloki. Rabbi Shulman translates the image of godliness. Bli teva machria. They don't have, you're not, your nature is not predetermined. That's your desire, free will. We know that free will, that is God's literal symptom. Hashem's constricted himself. Hashem knows everything, but says, no, you have free will. You can make your own choices. Hashem leaves a place for his created creatures, to do what they will. That's what ma'enotitzvena, that you are nothing, you're just a little cog in the universe, but Hashem has given you that power to make moral choices. That automatically makes you part of, that always makes you ruler over everything else. The message here is that, okay, but God's great, creates the world, you're great, you have power, that gives you responsibility, right? It's the Spider-Man model. With great power comes great responsibility. We're partners with Hashem. The way Hanan Parat puts it about this perek, this recognition of v'atachstreyu ma'at melokim, we are little less than God. We are created b'tzel melokim. It leads us to understand that in creation, and to look at creation, not like we're looking from the side, we're observing. And yeah, at least about the Hashem, Yirat Hashem, whatever it is, right? As the Rambam puts it, we're not just watching creation. That we're supposed to guide it.
Is that word from Seichel?
Well, it's too many. It could be. I suspect it is. To guide it and to understand. Let's see Google Translate. Sorry. Hi, Leah. Still doing the Tanakh here. Leah? There we go. Lead and perfect. I don't know, is that right? Perfection? Perfection. I don't know if that comes from. But that's what it is, right? To lay it there. Yeah. So our job is to lead creation and to perfect it. Right? Tikkun Olam is our job here. We're partners in creation, not just look at it and say, wow, that's great. But to do so. Shotef Pa'il Ribono Shel Olam. We are an active partner with God. From this perspective, that love of Hashem Av Hashem turns mid to chushav pasivit from this passive feeling, mechuyavut aktivit. Aktivit hako. That's gonna be a space there. Aktivit to an active positive force, a korela dam that calls to human beings. That's what Perakit is, and that's where Lam Natsiach leads to. So Mizmor leads to Lam Natsiach, that we're partners with God. So as she ends, so David ends with this inclusio, ends up with Hashem Adina Ma'adir Shem Kabakol Aretz, but now it means something very different. It's not God, the world's great. The message is, you created the world and you've put me in charge of my little piece of it, and therefore, that was obviously testing something. With great, and again, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's the message of Tehillim Chet. Yeah, well, that was
great. See where somebody could really misread that.
What?
That basically, because Hashem has assigned us to be partners, that we have great responsibility, as opposed to we're counting on Hashem.
That's true. But I mean, and that's a dialectic, right? How much is our job? We need to act now. We can't just be passive, right? That's the standard dialectic between bitachon and hishtadlut. You have to act. That has to be part of what you do.
Right.
Yeah,
what's
going on. And we'll end here. And hopefully that together.
All right. Well, God willing, okay. Are we on for 10 o'clock also?
Yes, we are at 10 o'clock. I will stop the computer here.